First, the Senate question-answer portion of President Trump's impeachment trial enters into its second day today. And in tweets this morning, retired Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tried to clarify what he said in defense of the president yesterday. Here is what he said yesterday.
If a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Many people took that to mean that Dershowitz argued that Trump could not be impeached for pressuring Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden because Trump believed it would help his reelection and therefore was in the national interest. Joining us with more is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, Dershowitz tweeted that he was not saying a candidate could do anything to reassure a reelection, but rather seeking help in an election is not necessarily corrupt. Can you put this argument in context? Is this a culmination of where the defense is going?
It is. And so far, it's been rejected by almost every legal scholar out there. But what it shows is that the president's legal team has evolved over time. They started out saying he did nothing wrong. The call was perfect. There was no quid pro quo. Then it was, even if there was a quid pro quo, it's not serious enough to warrant removal. Now, Alan Dershowitz seems to be saying it doesn't matter what he did as long as his intentions were good. If he thinks his reelection is in the public interest, and what politician wouldn't think that, then anything he does to help him get reelected is fine. And it was a very Trumpian culmination. Donald Trump has said that Article 2 of the Constitution lets him do whatever he wants. And the defense team just really raised the stakes for Republican senators because if they acquit him, they are basically validating that argument that the president can do just about anything he wants.
Here's Republican John Barrasso on CNN this morning talking about that initial interpretation of Dershowitz's claim that a president can do anything to get reelected because it's in the national interest.
Well, what I'm saying is presidents have specific powers under the Constitution. I listened to Dershowitz make that case yesterday. And what he is saying is even if the case is proven by the House, it still doesn't rise to the level of impeachment.
Mara, another Trump lawyer said getting credible information on a political opponent from foreign sources would not violate campaign finance laws. I mean, are Republicans comfortable with where this is going?
That is the big question. And I think, assuming that there will not be witnesses, we can talk about that a little later, but I think the big question when it comes to voting for removal or not removal is, will Donald Trump be acquitted on his own terms? Yeah. Will Republicans say we're going to acquit him because the call was perfect, he did nothing wrong, even if he asked Ukraine to help him, that was fine? Or will they say what the president did was inappropriate? As Mitt Romney said, it was wrong and appalling, but it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, especially not this close to an election. And that is the big question. And the Trump defense team has been putting forth a very maximalist argument, and I think almost making it a little harder for Republican senators to kind of wholeheartedly embrace their argument.
Well, let's talk about witnesses. I mean, Republicans have said they want a speedy acquittal. Of course, Democrats want to call witnesses, including the possibility of John Bolton. Does that seem likely?
It doesn't seem likely. Even the Democratic leader in the Senate, Charles Schumer, didn't sound very optimistic about it. He said he hopes he can get witnesses. It's an uphill fight. Is it more likely than not? Probably no. You'd need four Republican senators to join forces with Democrats to push for witnesses. And we just haven't seen four Republican senators come forward.
If there's a tie on calling witnesses, though, could and would Chief Justice John Roberts break it?
Well, yes, he could. But whether he would or not, that's the question. If there were three Republicans who joined the Democrats in voting for witnesses, you'd have a 50-50 tie. The Chief Justice can break the tie, but the big question is, does he want to? He hasn't really wanted to get involved. He's been described as a substitute teacher because he just doesn't want to wade into the politics of this. If he doesn't wade in, then, of course, and it's a tie, then the call for witnesses fails.
Thank you for this update. That's Mara Liasson. She's NPR's national political correspondent.